Well, good morning to each and every one of you who have called in to share with us on this, our first 15 prayer call, top of the morning to you. I pray that you are up and getting ready for this great day that the Lord is leading you to experience on today. I love to connect with many of you each and every Tuesday morning in prayer as we get up and begin to start our day. A lot of times many people can't make the call. They say, Pastor, it's just too early in the morning. But I learned this principle years ago that money moves in the morning, which means that those things that are very, very valuable to our lives, those who are successful, they understand the art of waking up early, getting themselves together, getting their mind together before they go out. Money moves in the morning. A lot of business transactions, a lot of political deals, these things take place early in the morning before work starts and before most people wake up. So good to have many of you up this morning and connected to this call. I believe that something significant is going to happen for you this week. We're in a season of significance, and it's so very, very important that all of us live with that great expectation of believing God that something significant is going to happen in our lives. Many of you every week, I'm just so proud of you, and I know God smiles upon your efforts. You invite people to be a part of our prayer call, our little prayer circle that the Lord has allowed us to establish here. And I just want to welcome all of you who may be sharing with us for the very first time this morning. We greet you in divine love and want to let you know this is where we are every Tuesday morning. For the first 15 minutes of our day, we come together and corporately we devote and pray unto the Lord. So please make sure that you come back and share with us. We would love for you to be a part of this prayer call each and every week because it's certainly blessing lives and causing individuals to gain a new relationship with God through this vehicle of prayer. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you this morning for all of you who continue to invite individuals on our call. This morning, I want to pray for many of us, and I want to consider this particular point before we would pray. Luke chapter 15, verses 17 through 19. Just three verses. It's a familiar parable that's often preached and often read and meditated upon. I just want to pull out three verses that I think would be relevant to all of us this morning, and I believe this is what God wants us to kind of consider. Luke chapter 15, verses 17 through 19, listen as I read. It says, "But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Look at the decision. He says, I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants." Very, very powerful, powerful, powerful passage there of the prodigal son, the one that went astray. This morning, I want to pray, and this is what I'm talking about this morning, U-turns. That's what I'm talking about, U-turns, U-turns. Yeah, U-turns. Now, every man on the call this morning has had this scenario where we've been in the car and we're lost and we don't know where we're going, but we refuse to stop and get direction. We're just going to continue to go the way that we think we know we're going, and we refuse to stop and get direction. And I don't know if it's something in the male chromosomes or what, but it's something about a man that we don't like to get direction. We resist stopping. And in this entire scenario played out this summer while we were on vacation, and Trenice was telling me to put this particular destination into the GPS. You know, and I told her, man, I got this. It's our third day here. I know how to get here. I don't need the GPS. I could do it by myself. And finally, several minutes later, when it was obvious to everybody in the truck that I didn't know where I was going, we had wasted a lot of time and a lot of gas just wandering around the city. And in fact, I had passed the destination up a few times and didn't even realize it. But I refused to use the GPS, which would have given me turn-by-turn directions to my destination. And I was very sincere. I really thought I knew where I was going, but really I had no clue at all. And even if I would have used the GPS, if I would have gotten off course, the GPS would have told me to make a U-turn. The GPS would have showed me how to get back on course. And I often refer to the GPS as God's Holy Spirit, because that's the role that the Holy Spirit plays in our life. The Holy Spirit guides. That's one of the functions of God's Spirit on the inside of us, is it guides us. And so often, just like this young man in this parable that we just read about, we get off course. We move out of the will of God. And when we move out of the will of God, it's so very, very important that we have this internal spiritual GPS that can allow us to make a U-turn and get back to the place where God wants us to be, and that's in his will. See, being in the will of God is the single most important place in all of our lives. I want you to hear that today. Being in the will of God is the single most important place in all of our lives. This is the place where we experience the most warfare, but it's also the place where we have the most strength. The will of God is the place, yes, you're going to experience warfare because the devil knows that you're in a very strong position when you're in the will of God. The safest place in the world, you've heard it said, is the will of God. That's the safest place in the world. And so often the devil can tempt us, or even through our own ambition, we can move out ahead of God and come from underneath the will of God for our lives, and then we run into all types of turmoil. We run into all types of stress and things of that sort because we are designed to live in the will of God. See, now the grace in this entire thing is that even when we venture off the path of God, God allows us to make U-turns. And I want somebody to hear that today, because he's telling someone who has gone off the path, and you know you've gone off the path, he's saying, U-turn, U-turn, U-turn. Make this U-turn so that you can get back into that place where God wants you to be. Now, it's dangerous to live outside the will of God. It's very, very dangerous. And the reason why it's dangerous is because when we're out of the will of God, don't miss this, we miss relationships that God has for us. God has some divine relationships that he wants to connect you with. All of us on this phone are just one relationship away from our lives going to the next level. But when we are out of the will of God, we miss those divine connections, those divine relationships. Not only do we miss relationships, we also miss opportunities. We miss opportunities. When we're out of the will of God, we miss doors that open for us. We miss opportunities that God had set in motion for us. See, sometimes being in the will of God means that we got to trust his word even when we don't understand his will. That's what being in the will of God. If God told us to stay, if God told us to settle, if God told us to go, it means that we just got to trust the word even before we understand fully the will of God. And then we understand that we'll connect with the right relationships, we'll connect with the right opportunities. But then thirdly, being out of the will of God means that we miss spiritual growth that God has for us. God wants us to grow. And a part of us growing is us knowing how to trust, is us knowing how to lean and depend on God in every situation in our lives. We have to learn how to trust him. And as we learn how to trust him, we grow. We begin to develop. We begin to now have this grace that God is giving us to trust him. Now, all of us on this phone have areas that we need to make U-turns in. And this morning, I believe the Spirit of God is speaking to each and every one of us, and he's flashing a sign that says, U-turn, U-turn, U-turn. It may be a financial U-turn. Perhaps your finances are out of the will of God, and you know it. And God is saying, just make a U-turn. Come back to the house. Maybe it's a sin U-turn. Maybe there's a stronghold, a particular area that you have engaged in, and God is saying, make a U-turn. Get back to that place that God wants us to be. Maybe it's a pride U-turn, like mine was, where you just think you know what you're doing, and it's too hard for you to admit that you were wrong, to come back and to make this U-turn. The good news is, listen, God allows U-turns. And this brother here in this parable that Jesus is explaining, he says, listen, I found myself at the bottom of the barrel. And he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back to my father's house. I'm going to let my father know I was wrong, Dad. You were right. Yes, I was arrogant. Yes, I was prideful. Yes, I was disrespectful in how I left, but I was wrong. And you know what the Bible says? That the dad put the ring back upon his finger, and the dad put a robe back upon his back. What a powerful, powerful depiction of God. That when we make it up in our mind, God, I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to turn this thing around. You know what God does? God restores us back to our place. And somebody on this phone this morning, God is saying, I'm waiting to restore you. You don't have to stay out there and live like that and experience those things that you're experiencing. All you have to do is make a U-turn and come back to God. And I want to pray this morning that many of us, as the Holy Spirit is allowing us to identify, because all of us have them, areas where we need to make a U-turn. Somebody needs to make a prayer U-turn because you have ventured off. You think that you don't need prayer. You think that, this is a waste of time. God is saying, come on back. Make this U-turn. Get back into my perfect will for your life so that you can begin to see fruitfulness again. Let me pray for you this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we, first of all, thank you this morning for this day that you have given unto us. This is a gift, Lord, something that we don't deserve, but yet because you're so merciful and you're so kind, you always give us those things which we do not deserve. And for that, we want to say thank you this morning. I bless you this morning, God, for every prayer partner that have called in and connected, whether they're a regular caller or first-time caller. I thank you that this morning they are connected on divine purpose this morning, Lord God. I lift them up to you this morning, God. I pray this morning that whatever concerns them concerns you, Lord God. And I ask right now that this morning you would be a heavy load bearer for them. You would be a yoke destroyer for them, Lord God, that whatever it is that's weighing them down, that's stressing them, that's disturbing their peace, I thank you right now, Lord God, that we arrest that thing. We arrest that tension in their lives, Lord God. And we declare today that whatever we bind or arrest on earth, you're going to bind and arrest in heaven according to your word. And I thank you this morning, Lord, that we're going to glorify you today because you have given us the ability to make U-turns. And I thank you, Lord, that this morning your Holy Spirit has already plumbed the depths of our heart and identified areas that we need to come back, areas that we need to turn around, that we need more discipline, we need more focus, we need to eliminate distractions, Lord God. And thank you this morning, Lord God, for just shining the light and illuminating these things to us, Lord God. Father, we want to be better. We want to be pleasing in your sight. So this morning we give you the liberty to search us, Lord God, to plumb the depths of our lives and identify areas that we've gone astray and we need to return. Give us this grace that the prodigal son had, Lord God, to say unto you, God, we are wrong, you are right. And give us the humility to be able to turn and come back to you. We thank you and we bless you for that right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that when we make it up in our mind that we're going to turn and come back to you, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to put the ring back upon our finger and the robe back upon our back. I bless you this morning, God, because falling is not the failure. Staying down is. And I pray right now that you give all of us an agitation with staying down. I pray right now, Lord, that you make us uncomfortable with being out of your will, that we'll come running back to you on this morning, Lord God. Thank you, and we bless you for that right now, Lord God. As a matter of fact, we pray now for backsliders in the body of Christ. We pray for those that have gone astray, Lord God. We lift them up. Some of them are our family members. Some of them are our church family members. Some of them are those who we work with, Lord God. We cover and we lift up backsliders to you, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now that today that they'll receive your grace and your love to know that we can make U-turns and we can get back in your perfect will, Lord God. Thank you right now for a spirit of humility that shall fall upon each and every one of us where we can worship you more sincerely now because we understand and know your grace, your love, and your sincere care towards us. Thank you, Lord, that today is going to be a better day. I speak it over the lives of of your people, Lord God, that better days have already begun for them, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God. It feels good being back in your will, getting our rhythm back, getting our mode of operation back, Lord God. Thank you right now for our joy returning, Lord God. I speak that over your people's lives today, that we shall walk in joy despite what's going on the outside, despite what we're facing or what challenges we have. We're going to let nothing disturb the joy of the Lord that's in our lives. So thank you now for allowing us to enter into a new level of the joy of Almighty God. We love you and we bless you even on today, God. We give your name glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and glory to God's name. U-turns, U-turns, U-turns. None of us are beyond making U-turns. All of us have ventured off of the path of God. But God says today, just make it up in your mind that today I'm going to make a U-turn. Some of us, it may be in our diet. God, I know I'm not taking care of my body. I know I'm not eating right. Today I'm going to make a U-turn. I'm going to make some healthy decisions. And so it might be financially. Whatever the area is, God is saying that you can make U-turns. And I'm standing in agreement with all of you. In fact, I'll be praying and asking that God will cover every person that's on the call today, that we will have the humility and the strength to acknowledge where we went wrong and to get back into your divine and perfect will. God bless you this morning. Thank you so much. Listen, I was away this Sunday, but I'll be back in our church teaching Bible study. If you're in the area, I want to see you in service. Some of you, that's the area of U-turn. You got to get back to the Bible. We're calling it Bible strong in our church. We need a church that's Bible strong. We got a lot of churches that they got a lot going on, but we need the Word of God is the only thing that we're going to be able to stand on in these last and evil days in which we're living in. So I want to encourage you. We're still with our One Word series, and I have a message that I know that's going to challenge you and bless your life. So either our 12 noon class or our 7 p.m. class, I want to invite you to be a part of that. And then, of course, this Sunday we'll be back in our normal Sunday services. On next Sunday, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday, we're so excited in our church that we're moving to 3 morning worship services, and it's going to be a tremendous blessing. 8 o'clock, 9:45, and 11:30. 11:30 is going to be our new service, and we're going to be feeding every college student after church for the for the 11:30 service. And this is going to go on every Sunday. So if you have a valid college ID, come and share with us. And we know how college students appreciate the word free. So we're going to free feed you after every service. We just want to encourage all of our college students to stay connected to God as you are climbing the ladder in your professional life. God bless you and God keep you. I know that you're going to have a great day on today. Just remember, today U-turns are available. God is holding out his hand saying, come on, make that U-turn so you can get back into my perfect will. God bless you. Love you much. Connect with you on next week.